You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
And it gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I get really nervous when we talk about this subject.
Why?
Because, I don't know. I don't want anybody, we're talking about gross displays of wealth. Mm-hmm. We're not mad at you if you do it.
We're jealous.
100%.
Yeah.
I want you to be able to... But we want to hear, like, what's the grossest thing you've seen?
Or done.
Like, I was like, I don't do things like this.
Yeah. You know,
but, like, I jumped on a... it wasn't mine. Right. I didn't pay for it. A buddy was like... He was getting married, and he's like, I haven't really had a bachelor party. You guys want to go to Vegas? Like, sure, when? He's like, now.
Yeah.
And he rented a private jet, and we just jumped on it, and we flew to Vegas for like 7 hours, and then flew back.
Yeah, didn't even stay the night.
No, we didn't have
a
room.
You just in and out.
We can afford a private jet, but we can't afford rooms.
No, but that's kind of my dream Vegas trip because
it's not though,
because
it's the middle of the night on like a Tuesday. It was awful.
Well, I'd rather go like first thing in the morning and come back by night.
That would have been the better move.
Yeah, because did you eat dinner at like midnight or something?
Yes.
It's like we could have just.
But what a gross display it was. I have no idea how much dinner was. It was ridiculous.
Oh boy.
But that's
so trip.
The whole thing was, yeah.
Yeah, you're gross.
There wasn't one. We pretended one of the guys was a former receiver. So we ordered receiver gloves from Dick's Sporting Goods or something and had them delivered to the craps table. Do you know how much that costs?
Way too much.
Way too much. That is a gross display of
and
wealth.
And what was the point of that?
Because he was like, we called him Hands. And then he was like, he didn't feel like he was doing good at the craps. He was like, I need my gloves. And then we ordered gloves.
Oh.
And then we got the gloves and he put them on. They were like, you can't wear those on the craps table.
And you stayed there long enough for the gloves to get delivered.
Well, we moved around. We stayed, but we were in that casino. Yeah. Anyway, the real reason this came up is Benny Blanco is in hot water for eating $200 blueberries.
Mm.
I mean, $200 isn't much to him.
Yeah.
I know, but it's still a gross display of wealth. That's why people are mad.
Because
that's
like 12 blueberries maximum.
Groceries are getting expensive.
They're huge.
Did you see them?
No, are they really big?
They're practically plums.
They're like they're like a big grape.
I don't know where you're getting your grapes. Like
I pay
3 Mile Island.
For them, not 200.
Like, no, dude, it's a huge. And he said it's like a meal.
Like a quarter. The size of a quarter.
Yeah, like they're the size of his two front teeth.
I think Benny Blanco's got a little bit of a groundhog mouth. So, little beaver action on the...
My son calls Justin Beaver. And I don't have the heart. I'm never correcting him.
No.
I also remember, and I've told this before, but I remember being at one of my favorite sushi restaurants in a family, like not a whole like 12, 9-year-olds rolled in a limo, like a big Hummer limo for his 9th birthday party.
At a nice sushi restaurant?
Yes. And I was like, that's such a, these kids want Chuck E. Cheese, weirdo.
Yeah, that's weird.
And the kids are having hamachi and like, you're like, this is, but if you have, like, that's the gross, you're allowed to do it. And mm-hmm. if all the kids like sushi, but like a pink Hummer limo in the hole, you're like,
yeah.
It's all right. Can anybody say another one so I don't feel like it's only me?
Well, I grew up, this is not going to help the princess narrative, but I grew up visiting my grandparents multiple times a year on a private plane. But that was not mine or my parents.
What?
Yeah, like when I was younger, it was like, we're going
to... This private jet I just jumped on was the first time I've ever done that.
I know.
So your grandparents would just send a PJ?
Yeah.
Erica's like, yours was kind of a janky private jet too.
No, yours looked nicer than the ones. But you know what's funny? Now that I'm older, I'm like, I don't know if I ever want to get one again because they scare me.
Oh, it's so fun.
I know it is. We could bring our dogs.
It was anarchy on that thing.
Yeah.
There
were always
whatever.
Snacks under the seats. You could press this button and a little drawer would pop out. And they had like those snack cakes with like the cream filling in the middle.
Oatmeal cream pies?
Maybe.
That's what I thought.
An OCP?
Like snack wells.
Oh, wow. That's
a cookie.
That's a fancy brand.
Yeah, it was a
that's a step up from Little
that
Debbie.
That is a gross display of wealth.
And I knew it at the time, but I know it now.
The devil's food cookie cake?
Oh, yeah, those are so good.
I've never seen these before in my life.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see it. Oh, wow.
Wrapped,
okay.
For the record, they were wrapped.
Okay, individually wrapped or whatever. Okay. So if you get it, we'd like you to just, you can say what you've done that you felt like just such a huge flex or was just a gross display or whatever. Or if you've witnessed somebody, please try to keep it friendly. But we want to hear gross displays of wealth. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
I have a few. I have a pretty wealthy friend.
You have a friend who is this.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's not a jerk about it. He just likes cars. He's got Lambos. He's got
a lot.
Bentleys,
a lot of very fancy cars, and he'll take them through the McDonald's drive-thru.
Oh, such a flex.
Because that's his car. I mean, to him, he's like, I'm driving, like, oh, I got to get some food. And he doesn't even realize, like, oh, I'm in the Lamborghini.
Right.
People will.
And then people are just stopping him.
Oh, yeah, all the time. That happens to him all the time.
He's in Iowa.
Stop signs.
People don't drive a Lamborghini anywhere, let alone.
And he's wearing a Rolex. And
yeah, people come out. He's like come out of the mall before and there's been a crowd around his car. And they've been like, we've been waiting because this is my dream car. And we've been waiting to see, like, can I sit in it? And so then he has to kind of like entertain this crowd of. Of random people.
So the other option is just not having them.
No. Yeah. I've been the beneficiary of a lot of it. We've gone on a lot of trips that were funded very well, including sometimes we've gone to some gentlemen's clubs, perhaps.
Those type of establishments.
Yeah.
When you're a gross display of wealth guy, you get different. There's
different treatment there.
It's a different experience entirely.
And we all got to walk in and we all got handed stacks of money on our way in with our
wow.
We got to, yeah.
He's got a line of credit going. Let's go.
Ow.
My favorite one, and people in the room know who it is, but like he doesn't dress well, but he's got a lot of money and he's at a bar and they have the whiskeys on the top shelf.
Are you talking about yourself?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not. You'll know because it involves Diet Coke. He asked for the Pappy 23, which is the bottle itself is probably $300 on the regular market, but they sell for like $5,000 on the secondary market.
Jeez.
And he's like, I'll take how much for the Pappy? And the guy's like, yeah, no, you can't. We don't. Like, you don't. It's like $80 a shot.
You
it's
can't
like,
afford it.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I'll take it. And he's like, what? And he gets out his Amex, sets it down. The guy pours him the 1 ounce pour. He's like, can I get a Diet Coke? And he got him a Diet Coke and he dumped the Pappy in it and drank it. Because it was
it's
like.
It's not something you do.
Like a whiskey
sipper,
and
right?
Diet Coke is a thing. You use trash whiskey with that. He You want to savor the flavor of this 23-year-old
right.
family recipe, hard to find. But he was like, F you, I'm going to drink a Papillon diet.
Yeah.
So
I love it.
It's so gross. He wasted everything just for a flex.
It worked. It's fine because of the D-bag server. Yes.
And he's a legend. All right. So if you've seen something gross and it's a display of wealth, we call it a gross display of wealth. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're looking for gross displays of wealth. Turns out I do a lot more of them than I thought.
Yeah.
I don't mean to. Megan?
Yay.
What's your gross display of wealth?
So my dad grew up without a lot of money, was kind of a self-made man, and one of his first big purchases was a Rolls Royce.
Cool.
Me driving around as a kid, I was very self-conscious, and I got sick of people staring at us in it. And I made a little, like, paper sign, and I would hold up to the window, and I was like, yes, it's a Rolls Royce.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I could pick out a Rolls
you
Royce.
Could because you don't see them. You when you see one, you're like, oh, there we go.
I'd probably just be like, that's
a
funny
it's
car.
Flashy.
It's so
there's
flashy.
Something about them that's very flashy.
You would immediately, like, okay. It's weird. Your body doesn't even have to ever have seen one, but you're like, I know exactly what that is. It's kind of like a Bentley, except
even crazier, right?
Yeah. It's crazy.
It looks very old money. Yeah, it's very, very, very sophisticated.
Yeah, like TX Buddy drives new money cars, cool, fast, sleek, awesome. But like Rolls Royce is the flex car. Thanks, Megan. Taylor?
Hi. Yay.
Congrats on the engagement. Oh, sorry. What's your gross display of wealth?
So I'll be quick and I won't get into specifics, but I was in high school dating this guy. His family had a lot of money. His house growing up took up like an entire city block.
His house took up a whole block?
Whoa.
Yes, his house took up an entire cul-de-sac city block.
Okay.
I had no idea. So we get to his house on Friday. He's like, you're coming on family vacation with us next week. I said, great. What do I bring? He said, don't worry about it. We'll have everything there. Just bring a swimsuit. So we get on his family's private jet and go to Alabama. Out of anywhere. His family had ties to the college football team there. I won't get specific, but so we go down to the field. We get to go back into the locker room, hang out with a team. So we do that on Friday. You know, we go back to their hotel with their entire family. We get on a plane, their private jet the next day, and go down to Louisiana to Death Valley to LSU Stadium and do the exact same thing with their team.
Dude, please tell me you married this guy.
Oh my God, no. I actually did not.
Oh, he sucked.
But it gets better. It gets better. So after Saturday night, I'm like, what am I doing? Like, where am I? So we get on their private jet, and his mom is like, well, we need one more day to decompress from the weekend. Let's go to the family house in Pensacola. So we go down to Pensacola on their private jet and go deep sea fishing with all like 15 of their family members. We have two boats, caught like 37 red snapper.
I would marry this guy.
I will marry this guy right now.
But yes, his family still owns the house where I'm from in Arizona, and it's wild. Their family is insane.
Clearly he wasn't that good of a guy or she would have married.
But
he was tied to the family wealth. I'll just say that.
Huh. In a bad way.
All right. Yeah. They're drug dealers. Thank you, Taylor. Fred.
Yay.
Growth. Super growth. Gross display of wealth.
The grossest display of wealth. I worked at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse downtown when it opened.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a regular customer who had more money than God. You would never really tell until you started to look at the watch and the shoes. He had dinner at the bar with him and his wife, and it was crowded. I sat them at the bar. I saved them two seats. and he bought me a bottle of Mondavi.
What is it?
I wish you could see Slacker's face.
Yeah. A wine.
Opus One. he bought me a bottle of Opus One, a $2,700 bottle of Opus One.
$2,700? I would be like, I don't want to drink
Opus One,
this.
Just regular bottles are $500. So if it was especially in the restaurant.
Then you don't want to drink it, right? You haven't drank it?
I drank it.
Yeah, you drink it with him, because then maybe next time it's Screaming Eagle or something bigger. See how far you can push this dude.
It was stupid. I had hamburgers and Opus One.
Oh, bud.
Ruth's Chris hamburgers are worth it.
Oh.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It is time once again. Do you think we can maybe sing the song today, or is there any breaking news that we need to...
I won't hurry it along.
News. News. No! No!
This is news or no.
The news of the day, important things. Anybody can veto them at any time with their nopes. Good evening.
Are you
Welcome
starting
to the program.
It? Oh, yeah, wait, what?
Whoa. Good evening.
They're engaged.
What are you talking about?
Everybody, they're engaged. Let's go!
Are you talking about someone other than Taylor and Travis?
Yeah, Prince Jackson, Michael Jackson's son, is engaged.
What are we doing?
In the most colossal misstep in history.
It's his long-term partner, right?
Yeah. But he got engaged on the same day as Taylor Swift.
Technically, not on the same day. Yeah. The announcements were just on the same day.
Yeah,
right?
Well, either way, he got buried by Ms. Swift, so I felt like none of you jamokes were going to mention it.
Well,
so Prince Jackson...
Was it going to get mentioned even if it...
Yeah, I think T-Hack likes he plays for the underdog sometimes.
I agree with you. We talked about Taylor and Travis. We can talk about Prince and Molly.
Look at Erica's face. It's like, why?
Whatever.
You? Hey, we got to love on. Love.
You're
we
right.
love their love.
You're
just
right.
A real quick asterisk about Taylor Swift. That engagement was announced on Blake Lively's birthday, which is hilarious.
Ooh.
Rare.
Is Prince Blanket? Is that a different one?
That's different. There's more than one. There's Prince and Blanket.
I thought Blanket, that was a real name? Or?
Yeah, it's a real name.
Okay.
Prince, Blanket, and Paris.
Yes.
Is what we have in that family. Marrying girlfriend Molly Shermang.
Good for them.
Yeah. Can we move along?
Classic Prince and Molly.
Yeah.
We love them.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
I said it already.
My God.
I know, but it just felt
it's
weird.
It's not. Okay. You don't get to say it a second time.
Just another reason you should download the Audacy app. That's AUDACY. You don't have to worry about DMs. Spotify is adding DMs to their platform.
No, they're not.
My anxiety.
I do not
is so
need
high.
Another place for
By
people
the way,
to
you
contact.
Can get us on Spotify, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can get us anywhere you get a podcast, but you might as well get it on the Odyssey app.
And please do. Anything you miss, we put up the full show. We put up individual breaks. We'd love for you to listen.
They couldn't be listening live to this, though, right now. They'd have to be on the Odyssey app.
To stream it live,
Yeah. If you want to stream it live, you can be on the Odyssey app, but if you want to catch it later, really anywhere. But like, you know, because Spotify, that's not a word people spell. Neither is Odyssey, right?
Yeah.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Okay, it's not that hard.
It's really not, but that's not how you spell it. Anyway.
Okay. Yep. So Spotify's adding DMs, and I just think it's a terrible idea.
It seems like a terrible idea.
Yeah.
So who... Oh, do you actually... Do you have a lot of followers on Spotify?
I don't think so. I don't look.
I have
no idea.
You do? Like, who follows on Spotify?
It's like if you like people's playlists.
Yeah.
But like, I haven't made a playlist.
Then they're going to slide into your DMs and go,
I don't
nice
want
playlist.
That. Yeah. Also, now that I think about it, I'm like making wedding playlists and stuff, and I'm like... I don't want people seeing that.
Yeah. Make them private.
I gotta.
Okay.
Good evening. There's a
Good
new
evening.
Fitness trend that everyone should be aware of. Because it can give you a six pack. The only problem is, You got to run on all fours and jump like an animal.
Okay, I've seen this, and I don't think it's how... Wait. The people who do it are amazing.
Is this the,
I'm also
worried. Yeah, you're like a dog.
No,
yeah.
But there's people that do horses.
Oh, like the ponies, My Little Ponies?
No.
Bronies.
It's called like pony racing or...
It's a real thing and it's competitions.
No, because there's that and then there's also the ones where they do it where they're like on one of the wooden horses.
The wooden horse ones are my favorite. No,
this is just like go out as if you're going on a hike, but get on all fours and run that way. First of all...
To see him in the park...
horse.
Oh, my Lord. I bet I would get a six pack from this because it sounds hard. But second of all,
it is hard.
What are we doing?
I don't. We're going.
It makes sense because it's a crunch.
It makes sense, but why? Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do that in public.
No,
but you can't do it at your house. You need more room. You need a lot of room.
Do it
to
on
like,
a treadmill.
But can you imagine?
You're not gonna do that on a treadmill. I will give you $10. Get on a treadmill. Go downstairs right now.
I brought my gym bag to work out tonight.
Oh,
man.
Oh, yeah. That's a terrible
idea. You imagine hiking and you turn around and a group of people are all coming up at you all on their fours? Like, you would get a six-pack from running away.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's a hard pass. But if you have time to go down the rabbit hole, watch the videos.
They're often doing this while wearing furry masks and tails.
No.
Okay, different. Now you've taken it too far.
Now I'm in.
I've
changed.
Okay.
You're kitty.
Did you guys see the wolf man who was attacked by wolves because he was
he
a
thinks
furry.
He's a wolf.
Yeah.
And then he went
it
to
was
hang
Colorado.
Out with him. He went to
it
hang out
here?
And they went out. Yeah. And they got a little chunk of him.
Yeah. Mm.
Did he live?
I think so.
Okay.
Hopefully the shame got him.
Good evening. Today could be the day that we all take down Amazon.
Oh,
as there's a class action lawsuit being filed against Amazon over their digital movie purchases. So, you know, when you're on Prime and you go, you can either rent this movie or mm-hmm. you hit buy this movie.
Correct.
When you hit buy this movie, you're not actually buying the movie. You can watch it unlimited times as long as Amazon has the rights to it.
Oh.
Once Amazon loses the rights to your purchase is gone. And you can no longer access it. And so people are pretty upset.
Wait, did you just say purchase?
Did he say purchase?
I think so.
Did he?
Come on. Get serious.
Dude, that is messed up. We should.
No, but like, is Apple TV the same? Because I definitely buy them on Apple.
I think they're trying to change the language and to make sure you know, like, you're not buying it unless you get unlimited.
No, I'm buying it. Yes, if I'm buying it, I'm buying it. I bought it. That's mine. That's mine.
It's like
having
a DVD.
It's my library forever.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm just letting Amazon store that for me. Yeah. They're my storage cabinet, but that's my movie.
But it's not under current. So that's what the lawsuit is about. The plaintiff, Lisa Reingold, she purchased Bella and the Bulldogs, Volume 4. First three are good, but four...
What wasn't said in the first three Bella and the Bulldogs?
I don't know.
I feel like they really covered all the bases.
So she bought Volume 4 for $20.79 and then soon lost access.
What is happening?
I don't know.
I gotta look up.
It might be an inappropriate movie. I haven't looked into that.
It's like a Nickelodeon movie. It's like... The Bulldogs are like it's the
high school
mascot.
Team.
Why do you know that?
Well, you said it's a I assume like the mascot. Like they're the Bulldogs.
I'm gonna say this, even though I would be really mad and want my money back if that's the movie I'm suing for. I'm gonna let him have my money.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Do we have any like competitive music? Like dung 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 dung.
You
that
know
sounds
what?
Like the Game of Thrones intro.
Oh. What a lot of people do would be to warn me that you wanted something like that. I mean, I have like some real aggressive like.
Let's try it. Yeah, this is getting me ready.
Okay,
it's time.
It's your pump song
for the fantasy football draft.
She's the most manly person in this room.
Okay, wait. Do not spread that rumor.
You are.
Yeah.
You met your
like
fiance drinking a beer. He was like, hey, I like a woman who drinks beer.
I actually heard there was something I was listening to yesterday. It was like, what girl would want a guy to mention his fantasy football draft on a first date? And I was like, our first conversation, I pulled out my phone to set my lineup. And I think that's when my fiance fell in love with me. But there we go.
Yeah. I can see her walking. Is tonight draft night or something?
Not tonight, but it's coming up this weekend. And I was just curious if anyone has any good one names. I feel like I gotta do something Taylor names. And Travis. Okay. Last year we were baby Goff back because we had Jared Goff as our quarterback.
Who's we?
Oh, yes. My family does it where all the couples play against each other. And then my nephew, who's 12, has his own team with his little brothers. Okay. It all started in COVID. I was single. I played with my stepbrother. Not weird because he...
Oddly, that's my search string on the hub.
Okay. He's not interested in women. So it was less weird.
Shake it offense. Shake it off.
Shake it off fence.
Yeah, offense. Yeah.
So are you in one league or do you do multiple?
I'm in one league. There's talk of some friends doing another league, but it would
Swift
still be...
Swift endings?
I don't know. I don't know if that one really hits home for me.
Did you ChatGPT this? Yeah, ChatGPT, Aaron? Okay, so
I don't know anything about football.
The problem with mine, like I can't think of any. I don't have a league set up this year. I might though.
Should we do one?
It is a good way to keep contact with my son. TX doesn't want
to
be in.
This is like such a stressful time. I have to keep my head down because people are going to ask me to join. Hey, you join? He's like, no, I got to wait till after the drafts and then I can poke my head back up. Oh, I just missed you.
You literally hate it. Do you watch any football?
I will sometimes watch some football. I don't like watch a whole game or anything, but I'll watch it if the Broncos are on, I'll maybe watch. Or if
he really does it. It's crazy.
Are on,
it's
I'll crazy. Maybe
there watch, but, are at least... 4 or 5 Sundays of football season that's all I do.
Especially when there's like a London game, so you can wake up at 9 and you can literally be done with football at about 10 o'clock at night after Sunday night football. So there's a 9 game, 11 game, 2 game, 6 game. So it's like...
That's too much.
Yeah.
It's not. Kind of fun though because you can like meet up with friends, you could take the dog to a 100%. Patio with the TV.
Yeah.
I didn't have a dog last football season, but...
No, but I mean, it's... I have friends. Oh my God.
Karma is my tight end.
That is not terrible.
Okay.
It's not. So go ahead and say what you were saying. Then I have another problem.
I have friends. This is just for you and me.
Okay.
Like, you know how they start doing Thursday night football and then sometimes Saturday football and stuff? I have friends who go to 3, sometimes 4 football games in a week. Like they go. So they like go to the Thursday night game in Foxborough and then fly to Kansas City and watch the 11 a.m. game and then haul butt to make it to the night game and then fly to the Monday night game the next day. That you can get 4 done in 4 days.
And their wives and kids are at home like, we'll see you in a few months, honey.
But she's off doing her nails and getting party or whatever.
Then the kids are just locked in the house.
That's fine. They're watching football too.
See, I would want to do that with Dane and our future children. That would be the
you
family
can't afford
trip.
To get 4 or 5 people into a game. You can't.
I plan really to be expensive. Very wealthy someday.
No. You're in the wrong vocation.
Yes, I am.
But what about when your son or daughter comes to you and goes, I don't like football, mommy?
Well, toughen up, kid.
At what age is it too late to take him to the fire station and just leave him there?
Oh my God.
I'm waiting back to hear back from Parker Fire Department. I've left a few messages.
Oh, jeez.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Other people's problems, you got them, we solve them. What's happening?
Today we have Tara, and she is the first person ever, I believe, to have a problem with their mother-in-law.
Oh.
Oh, irony. Tara?
Yay.
Yay.
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm the first person ever.
It sounds that way. What's your monster-in-law doing?
Well, so my husband and I got married, a little less than a year ago. Okay. And when we go to her house, she's got pictures up of my husband and his ex, like all over the living room.
His ex girlfriend?
His ex-wife.
Wife, okay. Mm.
Are they wedding photos?
Oh, there's a couple wedding photos.
That's there are so inappropriate.
Vacation photos. I mean, and I thought I was being a little overdramatic at first, and I kind of just hinted to my husband, and he said, "Look, I can't tell her how to decorate." And then another time he said, "Well, she really likes how I look in those photos."
Or she really likes the way the person next to him makes him look. Very passive aggressive.
You have already taken a side.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Okay,
thank
easy you. Tiger. So you haven't said anything to her, and I right? Or have you?
No.
I just want to say I don't think you should. It's his place.
Right. I need more details though. How long were they together? Do they have kids together? Does the mother-in-law still have a good friendship or relationship with her?
That doesn't matter. The kid matters the most.
I think she still speaks to her, but not like overly, crazy. But yeah, I mean, she likes her. She likes me.
Well, does she?
Does your husband still speak to his ex-wife?
No. I mean, they have one child together. So, to parents,
but not outside of that.
No.
Oh
boy.
I just have to. Is the child in the photo?
No.
Then that photo's got to come down.
Okay.
Period. Yeah. She can keep it in another room. It can't be the first thing. Y'all got to be careful because I've lived this life, and I'm going to tell you, it's not fun. I lived it with my own mother. My mother did this.
What?
My mother loved my first girlfriend so much that it was just like, Mom, I get it. I've slept with 20 people since then. Like, you got to take this down.
Maybe don't tell your mom that.
I didn't, but it's like.
Heck of a weekend.
I can't tell her who to be friends with. I can't tell her how to decorate her house. But it's real weird to bring my wife in. And to have a picture of someone I wasn't even married to.
Yeah.
That's real weird.
That's what I was going to say, is that's different. That one's really weird. Tara's husband was married to this person. They have a kid.
I think the pictures are fine.
Oh.
Oh, Aaron.
Yeah, I kind of agree. What are pictures other than just documents of this is a life that's lived? And it's like, oh, I go home, my high school picture's up. It's not like, wow, I'm not in high school anymore. It's like, yeah, but you were at one point, and that was I like those memories.
So you'd be perfectly comfortable walking into your in-laws' home, and there's wonderful AHAC.
With her prom date.
No, just imagine she was married prior. Yeah.
I bet there are prom pictures.
But prom in a book.
Prom is so different.
Not on the wall when you walk
so
in.
So different.
Are you, like, what?
A wedding photo.
Are you two being obtuse on purpose? Like, this is, I can't. Like, this is insane. This can't be.
So wedding photos, I wouldn't want, like, blown up, displayed on the wall, but, like, they can absolutely be in a picture frame on the shelf.
Replace them with the new wedding photo.
Yes, there should be a wedding photo of Tara on the wall.
There should be both.
Both?
No.
Yeah.
We're giving, like, polygamy at that point.
Let me just get the phone number in. 303-222-5423. You can call or you can text. Tara, so... When you try to approach this with your husband, he just immediately shut it down. Like, it's her house.
He thought I was overreacting.
How old is his mom? Because now I'm worried. What if she can't replace him?
Stay on my side.
Okay, you're right.
Stay here.
We're very mad at the elderly mother.
It doesn't.
Haven't you ever been to a grandma's house? Especially there's pictures everywhere. You're like, I don't even know who half those people are.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they're not like, oh, go through and delete everybody. Then you got to rip this one up and that one you can keep. It's like grandmas
aren't
doing that.
Sometimes they don't even change the picture in the frame of what it comes with. It's just a stock photo.
Yeah. Guys, you're making me sad.
No. I just draw a line on this one. You like, I am fully okay, Tara. Like, she can keep that photo. And if she really loves this woman, she can display that photo in her room.
That's weird.
More weird than, let's say Uncle Danny comes over and goes,
that's my brother's name.
I thought he was, wait, isn't that Sheila? I thought he married Tara. What? Who's, isn't that Sheila? What's that?
Yeah, that's
like, what's, why
really
is Sheila
weird.
On the wall? Didn't I go to a wedding with him and Terry? Is he back with Sheila now?
But don't you think
what's going
it's
on?
Really weird if she's like, come to my bedroom where...
No, my you don't ask anybody in your bedroom.
It's a shrine to Sheila.
I'm not... Stay with me.
I know. I am with you because I would be so disrespected if I walked into my future in-law's home and there were all these photos of Dane with another woman.
Correct.
I would feel so unloved.
This other woman is still a part of the family because they have a kid together.
Then the kid.
So
should-
have you thought maybe the mother-in-law is doing this out of kindness for the ex who's like, we know you're still in the picture.
And when the kids come over, it's, oh, mom is still here.
Oh, man.
Well, mom didn't pass away.
I feel crazy.
Okay, but what if it was acceptable that there's photos of the kid and Sheila, as we're calling her,
but not
with the husband?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you're representing that she's the mother of his kid, then I see that. Them in Cabo, like, ugh. Jumping around in the water, sure. Still, not the first thing you see when you walk in the house. That's insane. Like, I just want to clarify one last time. Tara, your picture is not displayed.
No.
Yeah, I don't know if your mother-in-law likes you that much.
I do have a problem with that. Don't get me wrong. I do have a problem with that. She should have photos.
So what are we solving for her? Because we're just yelling at each other. What does she do? Go to her mother-in-law?
I think bring her a picture.
Yeah.
Be more proactive.
Yes.
With framed.
Yeah, like, hey, I'd like to be a part of the wall.
Oh.
And also, I want to feel closer to you. Like, it's an opportunity to have a real, like...
Totally.
Girls moment, right?
You play a game of catch in the living room. Little Nerf football catch. You accidentally don't get it. Boom! Hits the picture. Falls. Breaks. Bob's your uncle.
No.
That picture's gone.
Oh my God.
If we're being passive aggressive and she's putting up a picture of the ex, I want to be passive aggressive in the way I get it off the wall. I'm going to have an accident and that picture is going to go bye-bye. Or I'm just going to flip it.
Why don't we just use our words?
Yeah, I just don't think any of this is even passive aggressive. I think, when's the last time you knew a grandma who redecorated?
I know, that's the part that makes me sad.
Ever.
My mom eventually...
$1,000 to anyone who calls in and go, actually, my grandma redecorated. Like, no,
legally binding. That is not legally binding.
It's what
that
grandmas
is not
do.
Yes. Okay, you're on the hook for a grand right now. Because my grandma has she did it. Like, my mom, she's a grandma.
Oh.
She eventually took them down. She took Kim's pictures down. And I'm like, I loved Kim. But you got to take her off the wall. And you got to stop telling everybody that Christmas ornament was made by Kim. Cool it. If you still like the ornament, put it up. But don't remind my new wife that my old girlfriend made that. That's rude.
Well, maybe we'll do $20.
It's, hang on, Tara.
Let me talk to the boss. Let's see what
oh my gosh.
Please stay on my side, Erica, because I feel crazy right now that Tiek and Aaron are so, it's like they, it's because they haven't felt it. It just feels, disrespectful is the best word.
I'm on your side, but I don't agree with the Nerf football accident. I think she's going to have to go to her and be like, hey, it kind of makes me uncomfortable that those photos are up. Can I replace them for you?
She called the Slacker show. She's not looking for logical solutions.
Oh my God.
She's looking for weirdly dramatic ways to fix this problem, right?
Doesn't it feel a little selfish to go like, I've made a change in my life. Now everyone else follow suit.
And forget about all of your past because I am here. I am present. You're welcome.
You don't have to forget about it.
You were telling them to forget about
it. Display it front. I didn't say forget. It just can't be first.
He said move it to the bedroom.
Which is
or the pooper.
Oh, gosh.
It can be in there. Tara
don't
wants
ever
to get rid of
the pooper again.
Okay. Tara wants to get rid of a picture of her husband and his ex at his mother's house. What should she do? 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 1059. We're trying to help Tara with what I feel is a major injustice. Erica is waning and wafting.
I am just having a hard time making a decision.
And Aaron and Tiek are like, this is not a big deal. Her mother-in-law, she's married to a man. They've been married for a few years.
Mm-hmm. I think it was just under a year.
Was it?
But I don't know.
Regardless, she goes over to the mother-in-law's house and there is no pictures of her and her husband on the wall, but there's a picture of her husband with his previous wife on the wall.
Yeah. In the text, you do have one vote for Nerf football.
I don't think it's a terrible idea to find a way.
No, you also had the idea of putting the picture in the pooper. No.
Or her bedroom. The mother-in-law's bedroom.
If she likes the way it looks, then she can look at it whenever she wants. But it shouldn't be prominently displayed in the home. I think in the pooper is another good spot for it.
Do you put it above the toilet or across from the toilet?
Who's looking at it?
Yeah, I don't know.
If you put it above, then you set a little mirror there for mother-in-law so she can see it while she's dropping the kids off.
Okay. Okay. All right. No, we're
off. And you want to be on his side, Erica.
I do, but not when he's talking like this.
Angie?
Yay.
What do you think should happen with this thing?
I've been in the same situation. I'm like the second wife.
Okay.
First of all, there is a reason they are no longer together. Yeah?
Right.
Like, you don't just get divorced for no reason.
No, it's called a breakup because it's broken.
Yes, exactly. And when you split, the husband, he's still part of your family, but she is removed. She's not part of that family anymore.
She's not.
Kids, I don't care what else. I have two stepkids. I love those kids to death. I'm not their mom. I never will be. But just because there's kids doesn't mean that she's still a part of our family.
Mm.
And
they have a family bond. I have a family bond with my ex-wife because she's the mother of my children. But her picture doesn't go up at my mom's house. It just doesn't.
And if you got remarried, your ex-wife wouldn't become your new wife's family.
No.
Yes.
I have a hard time.
So what I would do is
put in the pooper.
Get a picture. Me and husband, really good picture. Buy a cute frame. Put it in there. Give it to her for like Christmas or birthday, whatever. And just start giving her pictures of yourself constantly until like she gets the idea. Because she's going to have to do something with those if you give them to her, right? Like,
yeah, maybe she'll put them in the bedroom or in the pooper.
Really well.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
No, I agree with you. I think you have to remove the competition by doing something with that picture. Like, knock that picture off the wall. You just have to.
I mean, that's where it's like, that's hard because she could take, like, my mother-in-law would definitely take that as offensive as I totally meant to do that, regardless of if I did or not.
Right.
But if I just like was like, here's a picture frame, really pretty. I found it and I thought you might like it, and I put a picture of us in it. Cute. She's not thinking like, oh, you're trying to get rid of her pictures. She's thinking, oh, look, a nice picture of
you,
you
two
and my son,
the current family. Yeah, I love your ideas, Angie, and I don't like your mother-in-law. I just want you to know, Sally.
Yay.
What do you think Tara should do?
Well, first of all, I think it's 100% inappropriate.
Thank you.
I also think the real problem is that her husband seems to be ignoring her feelings on the matter. I think that's really where the problem is.
Yeah.
He's just like, nope, it's my mom. She doesn't want to redecorate. It's like, talk to her.
Exactly. I think she should tell her husband, you know, how she feels. Obviously, she has. And then just say, I feel like you're ignoring this. If it was in the opposite direction, and we went to my parents' house and plastered all over the walls with me and some guy I was totally
checked.
In love with.
Yeah. Well, but do you think if he won't do it, should she do it herself?
Well, I think that bothers her that much. It troubles me that her husband is ignoring it. But I think that maybe if it really does bother her, I think that she should say in some sort of way, hey, why do you have all of these pictures up?
Do you love her?
Do
you want to look at her in the poop?
Welcome to my team. I agree with you that the husband should do it, and it's weird that he's not taking it, but it's like, I draw the line. I would not confront the mother-in-law, because those relationships are always contentious at best, and if you confront if it's already rocky, you just made it.
Every text is like, what is this husband doing?
That we didn't really...
Yeah.
Talk or think about.
We thought about everything else.
But it's hard to confront your mom. But you only see your mom sometimes.
Grow up. It's a picture on the wall. Grow up. It's a picture.
Okay.
Okay, buddy. I swear I'm going to find pictures of Angie. I think I have a couple pictures with her.
I'm sure there are.
Her and me.
Put them in the bathroom here.
Jan?
Yeah.
It sounds like you've been in the situation. What'd you do?
I have been in the situation, and what I did is I took a picture of my husband and I went to my new mother-in-law's house, and I, without anyone even knowing, I went and just took her picture, took their picture down and put ours up.
Nice.
And nobody ever said anything.
The thing we're not talking about is this woman's old. There's a shot she won't notice.
I told you I don't want to talk about the elderly mother.
I know,
okay?
But like, are we going to replace the photo or are we going to the pooper?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Time once again for a diary entry. Found this diary like 20 years ago. We read an entry every day. What happened yesterday?
Katie said she was a bad friend.
Oh, that's right. And we're all, that's right.
Or a bad friend. Sorry, a bad person.
Yeah.
The writer asked for, or like...
told her whatever is going on, but we still don't know what that is.
We still don't. We know that it's bad enough that she's become the person she hates.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad enough that she probably wrote about it and ripped those pages out.
Yep.
And it's bad enough that now she's about to go spend... Was she about to go spend a holiday or something?
No, she just had her birthday.
Oh, she was about to go out for her birthday as a faker. I'm gross.
Happy birthday, princess. Yeah, you're a faker.
You're a faker. So every day at the end of the diary, we ask you to look ahead and tell us the next date, right?
Indeed.
I think I might start asking for a second thing, because now I don't know why I want to know.
What if I refuse to tell you?
We're out of vetoes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I almost just want to know, is the next one long at least? Like, I just want to, do you know what I mean? So we can be prepared, because Erica, nobody in the room thinks you wrote the diary, right? But when you stop short, it feels like your fault.
And not my fault.
I don't want people to want to hurt you. So I want to, if it's going to be a short entry, like, let us know so we're not like so mad at you. Don't you think?
Okay,
or do you want to just
tell you right now, it's going to be a shortish entry today.
Mm.
You.
And that's
how could you do this?
Continuing okay. on, I don't want to know.
You don't want to know? No. You'd rather just be surprised.
Live for the hope of it all.
Exactly.
Okay.
Cancel my plans in case you call.
So, okay. Just so the last entry was her birthday, which was May 14th.
Correct.
We all know that now. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm praying for one day where she's just like, you're such an idiot, Jennifer, or writes, like, I want her to write her name because, like.
Right, right. She hasn't yet. She's still a writer. Can I?
Yeah, I think so. All right. May 14th up to
June 14th.
That's right.
Exactly. Ooh. 1 month later.
By the way, this is now then the third, like, she started in June.
Mm-hmm.
We passed the June. So this is our third June.
This is like 2 years later.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got my, June 14th. I got my internship. Lots of exclamation points. I got the one I wanted. I'm going to learn all there is to know about finance and real estate and markets and funds. And oh my God, this is so cool. Is it, my girl?
If you took a break right there, then I'm going to say something. I don't like it when good things happen to bad people. You know what I mean? If she did what we think she did, and now her life has just fallen into place.
She did. No, we don't know.
We know she did something.
You're not going to like this next paragraph then. Mike and I are going out to celebrate. We're so excited. That's where it ends.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
That's really it.
That is it. But what I don't like is that it's like, we're so excited. Me and Mike are going to go celebrate. And it's like, what did you do?
What did you do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I just thumb through till I figure out what it is?
No.
I don't like this. I don't like...
It does feel icky, especially because what we've said before about it, like she's moved in with Mike. She's having second thoughts about Mike, but he's helping her pay for stuff. And now she's getting in. Like her life is progressing, but she's got some sort
of thing. She lets Mike pay for birthday dinner. She likes to go out and celebrate with Mike, but Mike's just not it. Mike's not the one.
She quit her job.
Right.
And... Mike wants to propose, but no.
Mike wants to have babies with her, but no. Mike is...
I don't know, because we're only hearing the bad stuff. So there might be a lot of good stuff that's going on between her and Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or maybe these are like more to what you're saying. It's like maybe they're fleeting moments that she's like, I have to write this down. And she doesn't write down all the times where she's happy and they're in love and she's is sure about Mike, maybe.
Yeah.
I do want to address one thing.
What?
I've seen texts of people speculating that the reason I have this diary.
Oh, yeah. I've seen this too.
Is that I'm Mike.
Right.
Oh.
Like in the end, I want to be like, psych! I stole it from the bee when I kicked her out.
Right.
It's not me. I swear that I found the diary.
Okay.
I found it. Okay. I'm not Mike.
M. Night Shyamalan here.
Yeah, I know. It would be an excellent, right. It's not. I'm not Mike. Okay.
That's good to know.
And yes. So June 14th.
Mm-hmm.
When's the next one?
July 4th.
Oh.
Their 2-year anniversary.
Oh.
That doesn't count as their anniversary.
A meeting.
You have to just... The day he hit you with a volleyball is not your anniversary.
Maybe
it's
it
the
is?
Day that they met. It's the day that their lives changed.
Do you count your anniversary with your fiance as the day you sat down in the airport or the first time you went out on a date?
Well, kind of both.
God. Can you imagine being married to Princess? It's the anniversary of the first time you grabbed a tulip out of the case for me. Like you have all this list of crap you have to celebrate.
No, it's literally, we're going to get up to 4. Day we met, first date, engagement, wedding. This isn't about me.
You're right. If you want to find out what happens on the next July 4th, you'll have to listen tomorrow.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I don't know if I did the right thing today. And I'm going to preface it. Yeah. I nearly cried this morning about someone or something being alone.
How? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
it's crazy. It disguises itself sort of as empathy, but it borders on psychotic. Okay. All right. Oh my God. I thought I was giving you information. You know this.
Yeah, because it's like everything kind of hurts a little bit.
But the things that shouldn't hurt, I love to say to you, I don't know because I sleep alone. And just to let her, yeah. like, her face just goes.
Well, you've kind of overused your.
No.
Your line card.
I haven't even scratched the surface of how pathetic I can be.
Yeah, that's true. If you start changing it up, it might get different. But
heck, was that a supportive laugh? Yeah, or?
What kind of sound was that?
Okay, so let's get to
I was going into the store today, shout out King Supers, and a woman was like tying her dog up to the bike rack, like with his leash, everything. It was a beautiful big dog. But I couldn't quite tell, I don't know, like in what scenario do you end up at the store outside and you have to tie your dog up? I feel like it's a pre-planned event. And I looked at the dog and I looked at the lady and smiled, and I feel like I should have offered to stay with the dog while she ran in because she said, Mom's going to be right back. And I just felt so sad for the dog. And then I ran in, I got the few groceries I needed, and I came out and the dog was still alone. And he was looking around like, where's my mom?
Okay. All right. So you think where you made the mistake is you should have interrupted your day and just stayed with the dog.
Well, probably not. And also, what if the dog bites?
Maybe that's why she left him outside.
Yeah.
Well, you can't just take dogs inside.
It is shocking. Yeah. I just want to say this. Hey, Colorado, relax. I love my dogs too. I don't want to be apart from my dogs. But you, like, it started simple, like PetSmart, obviously.
For sure.
But then Home Depot, No,
I love dogs at Home Depot.
No.
Home Depot is like,
you're shopping for lumber and saws and crap. Things could fall on your dog. That Home Depot is not a dog safe spot. I take
Swans into the garden area.
No, I'm they're just walking around and I'm like, I've been pulling 2x4s off to make fence out of, and somebody's walking through with their dog and I'm like,
I will clarify, like, properly trained dogs. I don't want a dog like dragging and like trying to get No. Like,
and just the other day I was at King Supers, a woman had a dog in her cart. And I'm like,
technically there was a sign outside of this King Supers that said service animals only, so I'm a little like, huh.
Yeah, because people just buy that vest.
But it's pretty weird to bring a dog into a grocery store.
Just some people's nerve.
Yeah. Okay, well, this woman didn't have that nerve.
Okay, but you're mad at her for bringing it in general.
Yeah, like I'll put it this way. I didn't get the feeling that she was without a home.
Okay.
Like, the leash the dog had was pretty nice. She was dressed totally nice.
Okay.
So it's like, take the dog home and then go to the store.
Yeah. Or well, leave it in the car or something.
They
right?
walked to the store together. I don't see the problem with this at all.
And then she just chained it up outside and then it looked around looking for its mom. Okay.
This, I don't know what to do because I want to be on your side because I do love dogs. But you're insane. Do you know what dogs are?
Babies?
Okay, they're not though.
They're not.
They're descended
from the wolf.
Yes.
The wolf wants to be cuddled too.
No, it doesn't want to be cuddled, and they can be outside. I live kind of in the sticks, and there are some places, there are some farms that I drive by on my way to my daughter's high school where their dogs are outside.
Outside dogs.
And I'm talking middle of the worst snowstorm you've ever seen. There's the dogs huddled up together.
But then you just think, yeah, just lock it up where anyone could come unleash it. And
that's the only thing where I'm a little about, because I don't trust people.
Yeah. Or people to approach it. It was a really big, kind of scary looking dog.
If no one is there to ask if you can pet a dog, you shouldn't. You deserve it.
Right.
You deserve to get bit.
That's true. That's why I didn't go pet it, even though I wanted to so bad.
Like, the self-imposed prison you live in is
concerning.
So,
it really
is. I don't know what else to say.
So I shouldn't have gone up to her and said, I'll watch your dog while you go in.
You didn't, right?
No, but I really thought about it.
Oh my God. No, you don't.
I think that would have been a nice thing to do, and I don't see the problem.
I wouldn't like that.
But if she said no, it's fine.
That feels judgy.
No, it's making sure, because again, I don't trust people. So it's like, hey, if you want, I'll stay here and make sure no one takes your dog. But that's
it. Unleashes the hound.
Okay. I would love to hear from the texters. Like, I feel like I'm so jaded against you right now that I might be getting this wrong. but like 303-222-5423. You can take your dog place. I personally don't. I think it's cute. You're going to hate me.
Okay, I'll try to keep my mouth shut.
Sometimes I want to go hang out on a patio and drink a beer. And all you people with your dogs, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's
you
like,
buffoon.
No, this is what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like, I love my dogs.
Swanson goes any outdoor patio with
us. I understand that. But like, because we...
Are you doing that though for him or because you guys can't leave him alone longer than like 3 hours and you want to stay out longer?
Oh, it's for him to get him tired.
But it's...
he loves beer.
I will say this. We just recently went to the Golden Mill and I'm not talking trash because I love dogs. So I'm sitting there and several people sat down and their dog is on me like white on rice. And I'm like loving on it. I'm just like, oh, who's a good dog or whatever. And then the dogs just don't leave you alone. They're just kind of that. But if I was a person who didn't love dogs and that dog kept coming over to me, that would make me very angry. And I have just as much right to be on this patio as you do. And if you can't keep your dog away, then you can't bring it.
That's a, yeah. That's
but on that
problem.
Patio, almost nobody kept their dogs apart.
Well, then those people dogs are were dumb.
I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong about this. I think we as a society have now decided dogs are kids and we can bring them anywhere. And not only they're kids, they're feral kids. So they're just like the kids that are not TX kids. TX kids sit respectfully. Don't leave sugar packets everywhere. Don't throw their fries on the ground.
Oh, no.
They're not running table to table or over the back of the booth talking to the people. Like, I'm on a date and the kid's like...
Hey, man.
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, now I'm concerned about you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
1059.
I need help. And T Hack can't help.
What?
He has his gloves on. He's ready to go.
No, it's because you're a boy. And this is a girl problem, I think.
Just us gals?
Yep.
And you included?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so sit over there.
Thank you. Shush.
Y'all remember learning to drive?
Yes.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Not good. I almost went through a fence.
Okay. Oh, my.
And Aaron?
Driving with my mom once, she said, I'm not going to do this. And then my drum teacher taught me.
Oh. What?
Now watch this. I want you to watch. This has been a fun little exercise. Now I'm going to bring TX in. You remember learning to drive?
I do.
Yeah. How'd it go?
Pretty well. We drove around the community college parking lot
for
half an hour. And then I even got to drive home on the road. Technically illegal, but my dad let me do it.
Pre-permit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
But like, so when you were learning to drive, maybe you hit the brake a little too hard a couple times and did the like,
definitely,
whatever.
Definitely.
Like, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I just want to say for the record, it wasn't because of my driving. It was Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
We were in a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Just driving around, mm-hmm. and I was giggling because I was excited, and my mom said, you're not taking this seriously. And so it was totally her and her anxiety.
Mm-hmm. You sure?
Yes, 1,000,000%.
But me going through the fence, my fault.
Okay.
That was on me.
I do want to say, are there fences on roads?
I was learning to park in a church parking lot and hits the gas instead of the brakes on accident.
I saved it, though. You are everything I'm talking. I don't understand. Did you guys play video games? Did you ride in cars with your parents? Did you ride go-karts at the fair or at Boondocks?
Didn't do that.
Yeah. I don't understand. I've taken my daughter driving one time. She's ruined the front rim of the car.
I ask something?
Why? Oh my God, I've overturned. Like, I've turned too far. What do you do? What do you do now? Let me tell you what you don't do. Gas. Gas is right. What you don't do.
But is she mixing up the pedals?
How do you mix?
There's so many.
Can you tell me, like, explain what happened?
And where were you?
Yeah.
We went to where you go, a ginormous parking lot, like a government. We went to like a DMV when they're closed.
This is what I was going to suggest.
A huge parking lot. There's only one other car in the parking lot. So we're just out.
Isn't this an episode of The Office?
Is it?
I don't know.
So we start taking corners, and it's like she doesn't even know what any of the things in the car do. Like, nothing.
Well, how would she?
She's won races at Unser Racing on her birthday in go-karts. Mm. Like, you were able to hit a gas pedal then. You were able to turn, like, F1 style track. Oh, hairpins.
Yeah.
Like, this is just, I'm not even asking for signals. I can handle the hard brake. The braking, sometimes you just don't get it right away. You guys, like, she took a corner. We went up on a curb, not just with that front tire. All of them were all the way up on the divider.
Oh, no.
We're up on it, heading for a tree, and she is gunning it. And I'm just like,
is she screaming at this point?
And I'm like, stop. And she's like, I am. And I'm like, you're doing the opposite.
She's panic mixing
she's
up
the pedals. Yeah, panic? How do you not? When you're panicked, do you want to go more or do you want to stop?
Sometimes when you're panicked, your brain goes, I don't know what my feet are doing.
And she's still getting used to the car. That was her first time behind the wheel. Mm-hmm. It's good that she got that out now.
You're right.
Yeah.
And then we talked through it and everything was great. And we decided to drive a little more. So then we're just driving around the parking lot and everything was great. And then we went, there's roundabouts in there. Real good training for roundabouts. Lots of roundabouts. Yeah. We're doing whatever. And then she takes a turn a little too hard again and does the thing and guns it. And now we're doing about 40 in a parking lot towards the one car.
Oh, no.
That's in the parking lot.
What did you do?
I grabbed the steering wheel and turned because we were going to hit the car.
What if you start smaller?
What?
Smaller?
Hold on.
Hear me out.
Smaller?
No roundabouts.
Hear me out. You say, we're going point A to point B, and that's it. We're going to do it 10 times.
How? You can, I would not put her just on a road.
No, just the straights of the parking lot. We're going to work on that. Then we're going to out the turn.
That's not that's not learning to drive.
Then I love her so much. You're not willing to help her.
And she's the smartest kid. I feel like it's a Venus Mars thing. It makes no sense to me.
Can
I was so ready to drive. I knew how to drive before I drove. It was just, when I got in the car, it was just like, it's exactly what I thought it was going to be. This hurts a little more. The brake is a little.
It's like
the girls, it's like, Mia, you've ridden in a car. How do you?
We're just
Why
girls.
Are you turning so hard? Have you ever felt me do that? Ever?
Can I take her?
Oh.
I'm not joking.
In your car?
Sure.
No, what? Are you crazy?
No, not this car, my old one. It's a V8, so I don't know about that. But V8.
Why do you think you can do it better? Because girls are more patient?
No, because she is scared and wants to impress you, and let's remove you and she'll be calmer.
Also, I've got a question for the jury, if you will.
Yes.
You're saying, has she ever felt me turn that hard or go that fast? I have experiences in your car.
I have flown around in the back seat.
But I haven't killed anyone.
Sure.
So the end of the story is this. I finally got her calmed down from almost hitting the car. I swear you could not make this up. So now we're driving around the parking lot. We're doing great. And out of nowhere.
No.
A semi truck comes into the exact same parking lot to do exactly what we're doing. A inexperienced semi truck driver is now also
okay. A little cat and mouse game going on.
We moused our way out of there.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Today might be the day. I've never been kicked out of anything in my life.
That's not true. You were kicked out of Pepsi Center.
Oh,
I didn't get kicked out. I left.
Yeah, they were gonna kick you out.
No, I could have stayed and fought that.
What did you do?
It was a whole beer throwing incident at a Van Halen concert.
Kicked
the people in the suite next to us, it's Van Halen, okay?
Yeah.
And Van Halen comes out.
Okay.
Everyone stands up.
Yeah.
People in the suite next to me, I'm on the end, tap me on the shoulder, like, hey, can you sit down? We can't see. And I was like, I'm sorry. Van Halen's right there, and look around. I was like, no, but if you tell the person next to you, then we could all see. Like, if everybody sat, we could. And I'm just like,
that's not going to happen.
Not gonna happen.
So you threw a beer.
No, then they spilled beer on me. So then I lost my crap and jumped over into their suite and just.
And then you had to leave?
Then I went outside as security was approaching. They're like, Slacker, get out of here. And I was like, yep.
But how much of the concert did you see?
A note. It was like, it was.
Oh my gosh. Now I'm sad.
I wasn't really that into it because it was David Lee Roth and he came out riding on like a giant. I'd never seen David Lee Roth. And once he came out riding a giant inflatable microphone, I was like, this is stupid. I'm not staying anyway.
Oh. Yeah. I might as well scuffle some feathers.
Everyone agreed he should leave. It was just.
All right. I'm sorry that we're off track.
Yeah. Right. But are you really going to say what you're about to say?
I feel as the newest Swiftie,
yeah, new member.
I should be allowed to read this story and comment on it and mayhaps even be the voice of reason.
Okay.
Well, you like, I mean,
no reason allowed.
Or Swiftie's so close-minded that if you dissent a tiny little bit,
we're not close-minded at all.
But you're ready to boot. Look at your face. You're breathing through your nose so hard right now, like you're getting ready to.
You just said that you might get kicked out of something.
Yeah, this because I feel therapy words.
Yeah.
That the Swifties don't like dissension in their ranks.
Okay, tell us what the dissension in our ranks is.
YouGov.
What is that?
Did a poll.
Oh.
How much do you care that Taylor and Travis have gotten engaged? 72% of respondents said not at all.
Hey, you know that thing where we were talking about how people only write reviews on things when they didn't have a good time?
Yeah.
Kind of feels like it applies here.
No, it doesn't.
72%?
Yep.
Also, who's going to YouGov anyway?
I think YouGov.com
let me vote on some polls.
No, it's, I think they probably do a call out. It's much like Rasmussen or whoever does like political polls to figure out who's going to be the winner. What? So they start.
We're already just trying to tear down the polls.
Right. Rather than just like.
The integrity. What are we even.
What if 72% of people actually don't care?
I don't.
That doesn't
it.
Mean they. Like, here's Princess.
No.
Here's not caring doesn't mean they hate Taylor, they hate Travis, or they hate their love. They just don't care. Can you that, look at your face! You don't even let me finish. Like, you're just like, you're so mad that it's possible.
72%. Yes. Do you know, between Aaron and I, there had to have been 200 texts, calls, DMs, all the above.
And a lot of those people said, when I saw this news, I thought of you.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Okay. Does that mean they care?
Enough to send a...
My thing is, I think 72% is too high. And if you don't care, that's fine. That does not affect me at all. But I think 72% is too high because based on just the comments we had on our post, there were people saying, who cares? I don't care. You do enough to put your energy to comment.
Ding, ding, ding. No.
Yes.
All you're not understanding is we got inundated with it and we had to comment on it. But some people.
But you saying, who cares? Oh, I'm so sorry. Let me delete everything. Doesn't do anything. Just keep your comments to yourself.
I think they're letting you know, I don't care. That's completely neutral. That's not caring. That's just neutral. It's just like we provided information.
We are in such hot water right now.
But there's no need. If you truly don't care, why put your energy into it?
Because, and this is just being a devil's advocate.
It's letting your haters be your motivators.
Oh, heck yes, sister.
Just like when I get people DM me stuff about sneakers all the time. Do they care about sneakers? Not at all. They just send it to me because they know I do. Right?
Right.
They care enough.
About
to send
me,
it.
Not
to
about
send
Taylor
something
and
that
Travis.
They know I would be interested in. They don't care about the sneakers themselves.
Yes.
Mm.
Erica's trying to look up court cases to report this.
No, 72 is too low.
I've actually been looking up what the most liked Instagram post of all time is. It seems to be Lionel Messi.
Wasn't it like Lionel Messi taking a selfie?
That was so long ago.
Yeah,
I know, but that was so huge at the time. And there's been bigger things since then.
Oh, yeah. That was like, I don't even know how long ago now. 12 years?
Was that?
This is definitely not the most liked Instagram post. Okay. I will tell you that.
So, two questions.
What?
One, am I still in?
Yes. Because you cared.
I didn't.
If you took the... I cared. If you took
Erica,
the poll...
Erica, you jumped out of the shower. Aaron was writing in all caps and words that weren't words. It's like...
Well, auto
I care about you guys.
Caps,
we're on
right.
a show together. Like, I care about how excited you were. But I... This is the thing that I tried to say yesterday. I don't know them. So I
you
don't...
You can be happy for strangers.
But it's...
I think you care because you do love their love.
I love their love and I'm happy for them.
That's caring.
But I don't care.
What are you loving other people's love for? Love your own love. Focus on your own relationship.
I don't have any.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This comes up every once in a while and I don't know what's come up really with Erica. I want to transform myself a little bit.
Yeah, I know. You're trying to be positive.
No, not that. Physically. Oh. There's something I've wanted to be. This is a vulnerable moment. So before you take your weird little eye thing that you're doing, because you're already doing the thing. I have adopted some of T-Hack's shoe game. I'll never be him. I'll never be able to be him. Also, I'll just never...
And don't.
Yeah, right.
It's like you what you say about wine. Like once you get in, don't...
It's
don't,
the worst.
You can't go back. And now,
yes.
Yeah.
Because then you're like, oh my God, I can't. Like, I look at a regular pair of shoes that I would have liked. I'm like, but that's not a Jordan. It looks just like a Jordan, but it's not. It's just a regular dunk.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's like, I can't have a dunk. I got to have a Jordan 1.
Oh, you're in.
I'm kind of in. And I don't want to be in.
You're destroyed already.
Kind of, but I was able to buy the regular dunk.
Okay.
I was able to do it, but I've only worn it once.
Because you're embarrassed.
I'm not embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to wear it around him. I'll probably wear it to Mo.
What?
To Mo, you know.
Like, oh, look, Mo the lawn. Grass. I was thinking like Mo, your friend Mo. I was like, what?
Ever since I was a kid, there's a certain type of person that I looked up to.
Rock star.
No, for sure that.
Okay.
Some of them fit into this.
The first name that came into my head was Bing Crosby.
Arian,
how what? Old do you think I am?
I don't know.
You complete?
And also, is it Christmas? Like, okay.
No, Crosby was born in 1903. So just a hair before.
Yeah. Some of my earliest idols were Socrates, Jesus. What are you doing? You're excused. You can leave the room.
Even come to mind.
No, that's not like, nice.
Oh, yeah, Slacker's big idol. Bing Crosby.
Now I don't feel like I can be vulnerable with you.
I'm sorry.
I read a story today.
Going.
Okay, I read a story today that said it's a season, and I've always wanted to get on this season, but I'm afraid to do it.
Well, it's not Short King Spring.
Just be nice, okay? This man is bearing his heart to us.
And it's not Bing Crosby Christmas.
This is going to get weird because this could work for Bing Crosby, I think. It's the worst thing. I can't look at any of you when I say it because I don't want to see your initial reaction. I've always wanted to be a scarf guy.
Don't do it. I was a scarf girl in middle school and I was such a loser.
For real? Because it's scarf season
with
and I saw things.
And Uggs.
But there's
That's
something.
That's different though. I'm picturing like New York street style.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. I like it.
But it's hard to pull off in Colorado without looking like you're from New York.
Yeah.
And I'm from here. I'm one of you. I'm like.
Or a little Joe Jonas scarf action?
Kind of.
Yeah. No, not that.
Why not that? What? That's what I was thinking.
I was kind of making fun of the idea.
Well, because he's got a leather coat on with the sleeves pushed up. Because why not wear a coat and shove the... Like,
I've had a scarf phase.
Did you?
I've had like an everything phase. I had a fedora phase. Not really a fedora.
You had a...
More like the flat hat. You know, more like the Pharrell.
Pharrell.
Yeah, more like the Pharrell hat when those were big.
Hey.
Interesting. Very
Mumford
& Sons.
I want you to know that I went through that too. I didn't. I've always wanted to be a fedora guy.
But you didn't.
There's something about, have you ever looked at a picture of people getting on a plane when my idol Bing Crosby was riding planes? Uh-huh. People wore scarves, ties,
yes.
Vests, jackets over the vests, and a fedora.
Yeah.
Women had their Easter bonnets. I mean, it was like.
Very classy.
A thing.
Yeah.
I want to be that.
That like a better...
Kind of.
Okay, so...
But it's just when it's bunched up around you, it just seems like you're going to be the difficult order at Starbucks.
And you want to be like that?
I don't know. I just always looked up to them. Like Tiak, when he first started working here, he was a glasses guy. And it was a thing.
Because
he got LASIK surgery.
Mm-hmm.
LASIK surgery. It changed his life. Because he was never able to wear sunglasses before.
Oh my gosh, exactly.
And now
he's got those funky little sunglasses.
And you know how he like babies those sunglasses. Cause it's like, I remember buying my first pair of sunglasses after LASIK. Cause you're just like, I could walk into 7-Eleven, just buy cheap ones. Or I could walk into Sunglass Hut and spend $300. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Cause I don't need a prescription.
Yeah.
I can walk out right now.
Woo-hoo!
It's right. But I want to. Like, I want to wear a fedora and I want to wear a scarf. And
let's
I want you guys
to just
it.
A scarf, no fedora.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We got him on the scarf by mentioning fedora. How could we get him on fedora?
Wait, so,
also, are we talking about fedora or are we talking about cool hat?
Isn't a fedora a cool hat?
Flat brim.
Why has it got to be flat?
A fedora, man?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, a fedora just makes me think of like a little frog being like, come to the day.
The
Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I've got a story. be careful when you're having your special alone time.
Mm-hmm. I have a story. A woman got in trouble just for asking for a little help.
Oh, that's not.
Huh. The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Iowa. Woo! Woo! Hit the horn. Woo!
No, play the cow.
Oh, nice.
All right, that is accurate. It's enough. A woman in Iowa. Woo! She was got in trouble. She was apparently in the parking. That's, okay. My old radio partner was a cow, so.
Are you just gonna wait till he starts talking again to hit it again?
Yeah.
A woman in Iowa. She was sitting in her.
You're a stink.
She's sitting in her car in a gas station parking lot.
Yeah.
And she asked, she needed a little help. Her battery wasn't dead. Her tires were all fine.
Okay.
She apparently needed help blowing into that ignition interlock thing.
Had a couple of them Deweys, had she?
Yeah. She apparently didn't think she should be blowing into it. So she was asking for others for help. No one helped her, which is not the Iowa way.
No one helped her.
For the record, if you don't know what they're referring to, you're talking about a blood.
No, a breath, yes.
The breathalyzer, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like a breathalyzer that will start your car.
Yes, yes, yes.
But if you've been drinking, it won't start your car. And since she had clearly been drinking,
yeah. Nobody helped her start the car. In fact, somebody called the police on her.
Oh,
they came.
Oh, and you don't have to narc.
She was arrested. It was her third.
Oh.
OWI. Oh. She was driving with a revoked license. She tampered with the interlock device, and she blew. Big money, big money. 0.351.
Oh, that's enough for a whole party of people.
Yeah, I think
that's like 3.08. Times 0.08 is the thing. So she's more than 3 times.
Yeah.
It's like 4.
Yeah, she's on the verge of 4 times. Women, yeah.
4 drunk people in that one. 4 Iowa
the one
woman.
Yeah. Are you proud?
We are a helping community.
Yep.
Normally.
Just not in that particular case.
No, I'm not proud.
My story also not from Florida. But it's also not from Iowa, so.
Oh.
It's from Russia.
Oh.
A Russian woman had to go to the hospital.
Wait. You're doing like the same.
Russian.
You're doing German.
Kind of.
And get to the
just
chapa.
Be quiet.
Okay.
She went to the hospital experiencing pain like. The doctors did a couple of exams and immediately realized that she was indeed in a pickle.
Oh.
Why are you?
Because she had used a cucumber in her special alone time.
Oh.
Did it break?
Nope, it just went.
Oh, it just got stuck?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And to be fair, she wasn't in the front door.
Oh.
Honey, are you gardening again?
They were eventually able to remove it, and they discovered, I swear I'm not making this up, it had been bitten. So. They're
from with it.
We don't have the answers on whether she.
Maybe.
She bit it or she had a guest. In the back door. It was hungry.
You know what I say to this?
What?
Ew.
She puts the ew in cucumber.
In
ew. Cucumber. Those were all the stupid people we could find.
No. It's like the barrel over again.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.